call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on? Another episode of the Big Homie House. We got some extra special homies in the building. Big homie JoJo over there, of course. Where'd you get them girls from? Where you get them roses?
My boo got me some flowers because I got a bun in the oven.
Oh.
I always love her.
Look at women loving women.
It was so sweet. I couldn't believe
talking
it.
To your microphone, Gina.
Don't do her.
Is this mic on?
Is the mic
hello?
The mic
can y'all
is
hear
on.
Me this time? Kodak was hating last time. I don't know what happened.
Exactly. I knew y'all was gonna say that. I knew it.
This is my cousin Gina, and
what's
up, y'all? On the episode, and her mic was off. I don't know who. You couldn't hear none, she said.
Nothing.
And we went viral on everything.
I'm blue.
The episode went viral on everything.
I know. Maybe Gina's good luck. You know, we get good conversation out of Gina.
Exactly. And we're going to go viral again.
Rub off on everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everybody over there.
Good energy.
And of course, big homie Danny in the building.
Danny,
how you doing? This your first time? This you first time back over here, man?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
In this building.
Yeah, no, first time in this building.
In general, because we was at the other spot.
She was saying.
Yeah. I love her.
I love you too, baby.
Cool.
I love her. Well, I'm going to put my flowers down so I don't get y'all some new friends if they not getting you flowers.
Do women like, is that like, does that matter if they get you flowers? Do y'all care about flowers?
I absolutely care about flowers.
I care. It's sweet. It's romantic. Sweet. It just...
Does it happen?
It's thoughtful.
Not with the niggas I got.
Okay. I personally feel like the flower gesture, at first I never really liked flowers. I was just like, because I'm not a flower person.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I got them, it just made me be like,
you like me?
That's how it made me feel like all
like
mushy.
You went to the store. You picked out the one you thought I was going to like.
Exactly.
And you purchased it.
You know, the last set of flowers that I received, it was like a arrangement. He put it together. Hey, I want this. It was the most beautiful set of roses. They were long stem roses.
Oh, man.
It was so beautiful.
It's a weakness. It's
right? Thoughtful. Baby, can you send me some more flowers? The baby left flowers. It's thoughtful. It's like you're thinking about me.
It's very thoughtful.
And you want to know what I noticed?
What you noticed?
I'm so happy about. This is the first episode in a long time where the women outweigh Kodak, and I just cannot wait.
Period.
To see how he clip up these.
Cause Kodak,
kids, baby.
Because
it ain't gonna be no way to clip around these, love. It ain't no way to clip.
Damn, this is my birthday episode. You gonna do me like that on the one?
Yeah.
Like,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We gonna get on your ass.
Damn. Well, you know, we picked the good. Crop of women for the conversation.
And y'all did.
Kodak high as fuck over there, y'all.
Motherfucker. For sure.
Kodak is high as hell.
But nah, we're going to kick things off on the porch. Talk about things going on in pop culture and society. And I seen a clip of Lotto talking about how dudes want a traditional women. They want traditional women, but they aren't traditional men. Did y'all see that?
No, I didn't see it.
Lotto said that men want traditional women, but...
aren't traditional men. But men aren't traditional these days.
Which is providing and protecting?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are they doing?
So do y'all think men are traditional? Do you guys think you are traditional women?
No.
Okay. Well, explain that. How about this? Let's explain what a traditional woman is first.
Yeah, define it for you.
Okay. Yeah, I think we definitely have to.
Yeah,
because I'm sitting here hold on, let me see.
Yeah, so what is so when you say traditional woman, what do you mean? What's your definition of a traditional woman?
I think a traditional woman is basically a woman who is a housekeeper. Not a housekeeper, but
she's a stay-at-home wife.
She takes care of the kids. She doesn't work. She caters to the man. Doesn't dress provocative in any kind of way. Just kind of holds those core values that our grandmothers had.
Yep, that's traditional.
And stick with the bullshit.
And deal with the bullshit.
You said you're not a traditional woman. What type of woman are you?
I'm a woman that likes to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a girl that expects a man to pay all the bills. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense to me.
Agree.
I don't think that it should be 50-50, but I don't believe that a man should take care of everything. If you're going to take care of everything, okay, I'm going to take care of the savings. I'm going to make sure the kids go into private schools or they're doing this. If you fall short, I'm going to be there and make sure I got your back. So I feel like a traditional woman don't really have those kind of values, in my opinion. So
So you cool with working with your dude?
Yeah. I like to work. I like being in my career. I like to get up and be like, oh, my God, I was successful in this. I'm proud of myself. Mm-hmm. But to give up my entire like career to basically be like this stay-at-home, submissive wife is just not in me.
So me, when I think traditional woman, I think the same thing, like what she says, but I feel like more on the moral side, I guess, for the traditional woman. So it's like, I don't have a problem with being submissive to my man. I don't have a problem with, I just don't have a problem with being submissive. I think that's like the biggest thing, because a lot of times, a lot of women don't let the men run the household, because most of the time, dudes be doing some dumb shit. Mm-hmm. And they think that it's logical at the time, but it just don't be making sense. So, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes we happen to be like, I don't know. We always got to say something back and don't let him lead. We be the ones that be like, trying to take the lead, because we're strong. We're independent.
So, you say y'all be trying to take the lead?
Like, it's just in us. It's not something that we purposely do.
Women have been stuck in survival.
Over the years, for sure.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. You're
fucking... Niggas just feel like they can control everything.
No,
y'all. Like, I'm paying for this, I'm paying for that. Like, you got to do what I say. No, I'm not doing that.
So when you say take the lead, what you mean? And I'm going to tell you what you do.
When I say take the lead, I mean as in like making smart decisions for the family financially.
So you don't trust a nigga to lead you?
I'm not saying that I'm like that, but I'm saying a lot of women who like to take the lead, that be why. Because we be trying to...
No, JoJo, you
be,
do...
We be smart about
JoJo,
stuff.
JoJo, you
we,
do that. You do that.
I what do she do what?
You do that.
What she do? What she do?
You do not take leadership. You question a whole bunch of shit.
Who's leading me?
Regardless of, like, if a nigga give you direction. Like, nigga, if I tell you something and I be right, you going to question it.
Because we need to know.
Because you don't be right all the time.
I be right more times than I don't be right.
Yeah, but that's
you remember, exactly. You remember Black Effect?
What about it?
When I said, JoJo, look at your phone. JoJo, look at your phone. Why would I look at my phone? What did you even talk about? JoJo, look at your phone. I think your code is on your phone. Nah, why would it be on my phone?
You trying to do some slick shit.
Yes, nigga, and I'm telling you, look at your phone, and you keep questioning it.
Because I'm like, okay, let's explain to the people. What happened was Kodak had a pass. Did you hit the record button?
Yeah, I hit the record button.
Kodak had the pass.
No,
I'm just making sure. Kodak had the pass to get into this certain, like, the back way to Black Effect. Okay, he had the pass that I thought I had, but I didn't have. But he had it. So I was like, I never got it. And Kodak was like, yes, you did. And I was like, no, I didn't. He was like, yes, you did. Check your phone. I said, there's no point for me to check my phone. I never got it. He's like, and I was like, oh, okay, let me check my phone. You know what I'm saying?
So exactly.
I guess you could use that as an example.
You do that a lot, bro. You do that a lot. And I get what you're saying, because so many times niggas done came in with no game plan.
Yeah. Right.
So you ain't, that's just...
We
that's,
just be protecting ourselves.
But that's what I be saying. For like, sure, when I say sure. You got to, as a man, you have to create, at least set the mood for her to know that shit is cool over here.
We're constantly having to make the decision.
Yeah, but have our guards up.
But at the same time,
you have to come up with a decision. Yeah, like, what you want to go? What you want? Where you want to go to eat? Yeah. What dates you want to go to? Mm-hmm. Like, it's we're constantly having to.
Now I'm confused on what I want to eat.
Am I just like, dang? Like, why you can't pick it? Why you can't do that? But you want me to be submissive? But I gotta be the one that makes all decisions and all of that. And I'm like, no.
And not even that. It'd be a lot of men who just don't know.
Mm-hmm. They don't.
Like they don't. There are certain things that they don't know. Like, say if you're in a relationship and say like, okay, transparent moment, me and my man, okay? There are a lot of things that I have to tell him that I assume that he already know. Like, if I'm walking around the house and I'm, I gotta pick this shit out. You know what I'm saying? And he just on his phone or whatever, he not picking up why she mad? Do she help around the house? Why you gotta pick that up? Because you're supposed to know your woman. What I'm saying is you're supposed to I just feel like.
So you want him to play guessing game instead of you just being an adult and communicating?
No. What I'm saying is I have no problem with communicating, but what I'm saying is those things cannot get picked up by men. They can't sense what's going on like us women can. Mm-hmm. So it's like when we sense something, we can fix it. Rather than a man, you have to tell him like, this is what's going on. And then he's like, oh, okay, I'll fix it now. You know, but you got to tell him first.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah.
Right. But we got to do it.
But why we always got to tell y'all? Yeah. Why y'all just can't? Like,
why we just can't read your mind?
No. Why y'all just can't know? We've been with each other for a long ass time.
Like, y'all don't want us asking for money or doing any of that. But it's like, why don't you suggest it?
Exactly.
Like, are you, hey, I know you said you had a lot of stuff going on this week. Do you need some gas in your car?
Right.
And we ain't even talking about a couple $100s. Like, if we dating, and I'm telling you, yeah, I had to pay this. I do this. For instance, I paid $500 every 5 weeks for my classes. I'm in school again, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yay. Ain't nobody paying for my classes. I'm paying for them out of the pocket. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you know you coming in, you know I got all this stuff going on. I'm like, dang, I had to pay for my rent this week, my school class this week, my car note, which has happened. All three of them I had to pay in 1 week, right? We talking about 3 racks at this point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you know I had all that stuff going on, I'm not asking you for nothing.
And ain't
right?
going to.
I'm not going to and ask not. You because that's just not in my spirit to ask you. But not. If you know that and you want to be a leader in my life, I'm not asking you to pay for none of my rent, my courses, none of that. You want to offer, say, hey, I know you had all this stuff going on. Let me get you some groceries. Let me put $20 in your gas tank.
Yeah.
Stuff like
go
that.
Go get a massage. Go
it's
do
gonna
this.
Make me be like, okay, daddy. Yeah, let's go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not me asking you for nothing. This is you listening and paying attention to what's going on around you and with me and being like, I'm going to be the man. I'm gonna be like, I'm about to fill your gas tank up.
Yeah, and it's not even
attention.
About...
Now no. I'm going to submit to you at that point because exactly. I'm like, all right, cool.
It's not
like,
that hard.
And it's really not hard.
It don't be about the money either. It don't be about like, oh... I need you to do this and do this
it's
and do
about
that.
Them
like,
listening,
no,
actually
it's the
listening
fact
to
that,
you.
Yeah, like you listening, you seeing what I got going on, and you're making a conscious effort to make sure I'm straight. It's not that you're. It's just like let's just be honest. Bills cause a lot of fucking stress, and a lot of times people's stress come from bills, come from like trying to figure it out. So most of the time, you know, if there is some type of you know, you see your girl, she's working hard every day, all day to make this money and all this other stuff. It's just be like a nice little gesture. And it don't even have to be the money. It could just be
you're
you
not getting
noticing.
Her at her best self because she's stressed.
Yeah, or
you're not getting her at her best self.
That nigga stressed too.
Okay, but that's why it comes with, that's why you got to be communicate. You got to be a team. You know what I'm saying? Like when you've stressed out, baby, what you want?
Communication is the key.
You know what I'm saying? It's about a partnership.
That nigga is not about to come to his girl when he's stressed.
He should.
Why not?
Most
that's
men
the
don't.
Problem.
Most men don't feel safe enough to do that.
I'm the type of person.
The first time y'all get into it, it's gonna get thrown in the nigga face.
Oh no, it's not. Not with all people. Not with all women.
Most motherfuckers.
Well,
even
me
y'all
personally.
Say that. You know,
well, not me personally.
That, most women.
Because I know how that shit
like
feel.
That.
I don't want shit thrown back in my face.
Yeah.
But me being me, if my nigga like throw it off, I'd be like, "You want to talk about it? I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna call you later. All right, bet. Let's talk about it. Let's communicate and see how I can help you." You know, because like he probably can't go to his mama or nobody. He just sitting there stressed. Let me help you.
Mm. Let me help you. Sorry.
No excuses this time.
But no,
I'm sorry.
But look, what you about to say?
I do hear a lot. Like, yes, we have this podcast and we be having a lot of different people come on here. And it do be a high percentage of men who come and sit down and say that women are the problem. They do come, they sit down and say that women throw things in their face and do things like that. Now, I can't speak on those type of women because I'm not that type of woman. Yeah. But I do feel like when you do meet that person or that woman, not young woman, not lady, that woman, you will be able to communicate because that's the exact same thing she's looking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is looking for a man that is able to communicate. She's willing to communicate. Now, the things take time. When you meet someone, it's going to be kind of hard at first because...
Not used to it.
Yeah, like me, I was a single mom. So, me raising my daughter, I didn't give a... I didn't care about... Don't say nothing to me. I don't care. I don't trust none you say. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to protect my daughter. That's just what it is. And that's just the mindset that I had. And my communication skills were off because I really could care less about communicating with you because I'm trying to do other things, you know what I'm saying? But now that I'm older, it's like, okay, you have to give yourself that little space to where you can start trying to mm-hmm. trust someone, trying to communicate. Because I don't know you. I don't want to just lay my stuff out on you and I don't know you.
Mm. Turn around and break my heart. My
face, but yeah, but it's hard for me to get to a place where I'm vulnerable because mm-hmm. I've been so tough for so long because I'm trying to protect someone
yep.
as well as myself. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, okay, well, I'm trying to let that go and uh-huh. try to have someone come in, but that takes a lot.
It does.
So, and I think that takes a lot for men too. You know, men don't want to be vulnerable. They don't want to cry to their girl. Mm-hmm. They don't want
to. They was always taught not to cry. You got to be tough. Like,
can your nigga cry? Can your nigga like if your nigga just happen?
I'll
like,
suck the hell out of my nigga dick and start crying.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like break down. Like break.
From the back.
You okay? It's okay, baby.
okay, you gonna suck his dick, but are you gonna like?
Comfort?
What does he need?
That's what
he
we crying. Want.
I'm finna hug you, I'm finna rub your head, and then when you're done, we're gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna think about him.
Absolutely any not.
No, because if I cry, you better not say shit about me. I'm crying ugly as hell.
We've reached a new level in our relationship because now I feel like you're being vulnerable and you feel safe enough to do
right.
it.
Exactly. To do it in front of me.
I'm like, okay, that we hit another new level.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I love him.
Now I'm like, exactly. I love him, friend. Hello, he cried.
He cried in front of me.
This, but he had cried, friend, because
I was like, did he?
And then I was about to pull up on them hoes because, like, don't be back in my bed crying.
Mm-hmm. So now you want to fix
Kodak.
It.
Listen, Kodak, I can't wait to cry in front of my bitch.
I mean, I just don't suck my dick. Okay.
Just don't cry over no stupid ass shit.
Please don't. Because now I'm going to look at you like,
okay, so we
don't cry over no stupid ass shit.
I don't be crying over stupid shit. But
I'm just saying.
Shut up. There was a video online of a nigga crying because he had got stood up.
Oh,
right?
I've seen that. I seen that.
And I'm like,
today. For him. I feel bad for him.
I don't know, man. I got stood like, before. I just can't. And maybe it's a God thing. Maybe it's something that we as men have to unlearn. But just crying on the internet.
He probably tried to get his time wasted. This is probably not the first time that happened. He just made a video like, fuck it, I'm tired of these bitches.
But listen. Then also, think about the context of it. Bruh, well, it was a first date.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry, well, I got something to say about that.
Okay. It was a first date. Why are you this invested in a first date?
Sometimes it takes people a long time to get on that first date. They not as easy as some of these women in Atlanta that's just going to go on a date with you to get some food. There are some women out here.
Don't care about no food.
Yeah, I just want to know who you are first before we go on this first
date. Right.
Like, I take myself maybe out to steak dinners.
It's always about first impressions, too. So the flowers and stuff, I understand that. Like, okay, you want to make a great first impression.
Oh, no, that's my go-to move.
Okay. So what are you saying?
He's saying that he thinks that he showed too much emotion too soon.
Yeah, like, okay. It
was 2 weeks.
Yeah, like, if I go out on a first date, I'm trying to, I already at least like you. Right,
somewhat.
We already at least leveled that shit out. Mm-hmm. So, and I know you have some interest in me. So, if I go out on the first date and you don't show up, then maybe wasn't like that.
But that may not, his emotions may not have came from that one woman.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
This is probably the fourth time that happened to him. Like, what the fuck going on? I'm going to talk about y'all on the internet.
You have to also understand, Kodak, like, sometimes, like, us women, we go through certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, say our man, all of a sudden, he don't want to have sex with us no more. We don't know why. Mm. Like, damn, like, you don't want to have sex? Like, is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're thinking all these things, like, so what did I do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're having these battles in your... Now, that's a lot... That's really extreme, because you're going to keep having sex with me.
Hello.
But I'm just saying, like, things uh-huh. like that take place. So when they do, you start questioning yourself. Like, and then that's the part that hurts, because...
What did you do? What did I do?
Yeah, like, now you're questioning yourself. You're doubting yourself. You're doubting your life. You're doubting your life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, why am I here? You know, shit like that.
But if that
shit is real.
But if that shit does keep happening to you, maybe it is time to start questioning what am I doing wrong?
Probably the choice of women, having that accountability.
That's something that y'all not doing. And this is something I had a conversation with a whole man about. Y'all don't vet women enough.
Mm-mm.
What you mean when you say that?
They don't trust you.
So the thing about it is like, as far as us women, I usually know when somebody ain't shit. Right? Hello. I usually know. And it's my choice to stay there or not. So when things, if things get worse, you know what I'm saying? God may have made his mistakes and he did his things, but I also have to take responsibility because I stayed there and I already knew what type of nigga he was.
Accountability.
So exactly. So when it comes to men, I don't think y'all vet women enough. Y'all don't ask detailed questions. Y'all they ask don't. Surface level ask questions. And then y'all get mad when y'all like, dang, she stood me up. I didn't know she was going to do that. Yes, you did. You did.
Because now we're going to sit right here and be awkward and not say and not talk about nothing.
Yes, we just eating. You didn't care enough to ask the detailed questions that you need to be asking. Like, what flaws do you think you have about yourself? What happened in your last relationship? That y'all don't ask these questions. Do you believe that a man should pay for this? Did you do this? Like, y'all have to ask, but y'all don't. Y'all just be like, okay, she fine as hell.
Yeah.
We have some surface level conversations. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to take you on a date. She probably got niggas doing that to her every day.
Every day.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't even know that. Now you think you falling in love with this girl, and it's because you not vetting her. She fine as hell. So now I'm like, oh, I'm about to go take her out, and you get stood up. That's your fault. Because you knew. You knew who you was dealing with.
Because you trying to take her to Juicy Crab, but dude over here finna take her to Steak 48.
Okay, Noble or something. Somewhere. Is that the restaurant, El Chanel?
Dang, yeah, you're talking about the one on Peachtree?
I love Oceaneer.
Mm-hmm. We went there for your birthday thing.
Oh, yeah. No, they got a clean-ass bathroom, too.
What?
I was astounded when I went in there.
No, that's important. Clean
bathroom. A clean bathroom? Your bathroom clean?
I love a clean bathroom.
I don't like public bathrooms as it is. Yeah. So if your bathroom clean.
If your bathroom clean, your kitchen should be clean.
I hate public bathrooms. But, yeah, no, I agree, too. Like, you do need to vet women. But I feel like a lot of men, they don't really care.
They don't.
Mm-hmm. Like, they don't some care do, some until, don't. Like, they don't care until it's, like, in their face. Like,
maybe they don't, they want to live, maybe some people are happy living in that delusion because maybe.
Well, don't
they
come live that delusion with me.
Yeah, because they'll throw that fishing reel out there and whoever bites it, they're like, fuck it. Like,
but if that's the case, care. Then don't complain about if the type of like woman you get.
Yeah, because, like, say, for instance, they go out, he don't like her, he'll still be like, oh, shit, I can still fuck her. So
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might as well.
So, and sometimes niggas just want to know if they still got it.
What? Why is this?
Y'all so lame. I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all,
niggas just
want to
know
if
they got it. For real. Like, damn, okay. I can at least pull this.
That's sad.
So I'm telling you, that's how niggas
be thinking.
Do y'all
want to be happy? Do y'all want to settle? Y'all want to have kids?
I know I pull bad bitches, so I don't really got a question.
Bad bitches.
Mm-hmm. I don't really got a question what I can do.
Okay, Kodak.
It's not about pulling bad bitches. It's about keeping them.
Hello.
Come on,
can you keep them, Kodak?
Nah, it depends on what you want to do. It depends on what you want to do.
What do you want to do?
I don't always want to keep my bad bitches.
Okay. Well, how long do you
keep them? How you keeping them bad bitches, though?
What are you doing?
Because you said bitches as in plural, so.
You're dumb. That's because he's not keeping them, and he has a roster. Right now, he's with someone different. I love her, though. Mm. I don't even know her, but I love her. I don't know why. I can just feel her energy.
Yeah, she got good energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we love good energy.
Hello.
Yeah.
Kodak don't be knowing how to pick them.
I do know how to pick them.
No, you don't.
I do.
Mm. Listen to your friends, Kodak. I'm telling you. Sometimes your friends know best.
But you know that, though. You know, like, you're picking. You. Most of the time, you pick what you pick.
You pick with that head, not your real head.
You know what's crazy?
All of y'all do.
Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy? I'm in a space now to where, like, it's certain things that I like about women, but when it comes to, like, the type that I actually end up with, like, okay, I love super big, stupid, fat-ass booties. I love super...
No, dead-ass.
I do.
It's weird, and it's an obsession.
But it's like, the women I be falling for don't be having that, so do I... like them less because they don't have that, but I still like super stupid big ass booties. It's crazy.
I think it's just it's like a fetish.
Yeah. Like a foot fetish.
Like, for me, I like big ass dicks, right?
Me too, sis.
No, like, just saying, like, you know, that's what I like.
Abnormal.
But, I don't know.
But every guy that I meet is not going to have a big, enormous penis. Yeah.
I like to walk regularly after.
I have to fight that because it's a it's a fetish.
Yeah, I don't think it's a fetish.
It's a preference probably for you.
Let's
say preference.
Mm-hmm. But some of the women, like, with the booties that you want, they don't exist.
They're fake.
They don't exist on the internet.
Their booties are fake.
I know, but I don't care. I don't care about that.
Yeah, he don't care about that. But that's fine. Like, even if it's fake, cool, whatever. those women come with stuff. Like, I most know. Of the time, the women
they don't live
who,
regular lives.
No,
no,
no
they don't.
Most of the time, the women
when
that's
y'all
like,
realize that
when
wow,
she
won't,
she just want me
right.
for money. She
duh,
just want this.
Why do you think she got this fat ass? This is how she makes her money.
Y'all go after something that y'all know y'all can't afford at the time.
Exactly.
Niggas.
Oh,
no,
ain't nobody at my league.
No, niggas nowadays, yeah, they go after something that they can't general. Handle or keep up with.
Yeah.
Stick to
yeah.
your
oh, no, no,
league.
No, no, no.
Stick
and
to
I, and
your
I, and
level.
I can recognize, that.
And
now.
Then when you
and
build
I,
up.
I'll let you know.
No,
like,
that's
you
what I
get
the big booty
bitches.
That's why I be like.
I'll let you know. I know if a girl I'm talking to is on that type of shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm not talking about
you.
I'm just saying niggas, period. Like,
was on that type of shit.
Shit, nah. No, no, no. Not the type of shit I'm talking about, because the type of shit I'm talking about, I can't even do.
Mm. What you mean?
What is that?
If, dude, please explain.
I know a motherfucker is on some, hey, I want this type shit.
Some bullshit?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, but I do want you to know, though, that there are some women. I know there are plenty of men out there right here, right now, that would never say that I used him for anything.
Uh-huh.
You damn showed lying, because mm-hmm. I definitely used they ass. but they never knew. They never knew. This is a while ago, and don't drag me, even though y'all
know
gonna drag
will.
Me anyway. But
and
in my younger
y'all.
Days, yeah, I used dudes for whatever it was that I wanted for them young. I'm like, I know what y'all want. I ain't tripping on that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm finna do what
really
I want.
I'm young as hurt.
But they would never know that. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm saying that to say, just because you feel like a bitch made you feel a certain way, don't mean she was on some whole other shit, is mm-hmm. all I'm saying.
Everybody's
women,
not the same.
Women will do that. Women will make you feel like they will play the long game. Like, it was a dude I was talking to that millions. I never asked him for a fucking dime.
Mm.
I played that out. I'm talking about, we friends now. Give me some money. I need it. What are you going to say? We friends now. You love me.
You don't love him?
As a friend, probably.
As a friend.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That may be all he wanted.
Nah. Not my
How you
dude.
Know?
My dude's different.
He may be okay. He may be okay with whatever he's doing in life. That's
no,
why
my
not...
dudes. My dude's different. Like, my dudes, we don't never last. Those type dudes, we don't last
but
because they try to control me.
The way
they want me to move in, and they want me to. That's why
but
we
how,
don't last.
But how
quit
I look, how I look
yeah,
at
let me
quit
take care of you.
Stuff, like that's why
let
we
me
don't
control
last.
How
you,
I look
like,
at my
nah,
relationships, though,
doing
any
doing
relationship.
Okay.
Any relationship that I'm into is going to be, I guess, is the word symbiotic?
Hmm.
Like where
I don't know. You're smart. I'm not.
Where it's helping both parties. No, yeah, it's symbiotic. It's going to be symbiotic because I think the antonym is that like parasitic. So it's, yeah. So it's going to be symbiotic because I always have a plan for any relationship because I guess because I know I'm a public person.
Mm-hmm.
So any woman that I'm talking to is going to be, is going to match my at least my level of public prestige,
yeah.
So we're gonna be able to eat off of each other, you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me,
if y'all not growing together, then what's the point?
Yeah, like
exactly.
It's gonna be
wasting each other
like,
time.
And that's why I feel like
we ain't
I
got that.
Okay,
pick the women who I talk shit. To as far as like long, super long term shit. The way I do because I see value in, I guess how we can be presented together.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like
yeah.
It's not just. Of
well,
course, like I look at marriage. I look at marriage as like just paperwork. So I look at like if
do
it's
you
want to
get married?
Hell yeah,
do
yeah,
you
want to
get married?
Yeah,
do
but,
you?
Yeah,
I do.
But what?
I'm
scared.
I'm more so like the union when it comes to marriage, but it,
what's
the
that
whole
mean?
Like just knowing that we're committed solely to each other, I think is beautiful. But then I also think about the whole like. Just the paperwork thing. It just seems like it just becomes a business.
I was talking to someone earlier today about marriage. And I think the thing that people don't understand is that when you get married and you have an oath or you have a promise to God, like, I feel like if two people come up with what their terms are, I don't think the paperwork should be an issue. Now, the time where I feel like paperwork should be an issue is if you're getting into this relationship with somebody that you just met and you have like this huge business, like super successful, this person, you never even knew this person. You met this person while like at work or whatever the case may be. Someone that don't ain't had nothing to do with what you got, how you got there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there should be some stuff in that paperwork that established that. But whatever you establish in that paperwork, that should be, that shouldn't be an issue. You know, like, as long as y'all sit down and be like, well, listen, if this happens, I'm blind, y'all cool with that, then cool. Because I honestly feel like we all need somebody. Everybody like needs, somebody, some somebody. Help, some something. Yeah. It's a partner, like teamwork, yeah. Make the dream work. Everybody wants someone that they can talk to, even if it's just to express how they're feeling on that day, or to talk about work, or let me tell you what this bitch did today. You know what I'm saying? Somebody always need that person that they can just depend on. Or even that person that can help them on the business side, or mm-hmm. help them level up in life. Just being a partner.
Partner.
You know what I'm saying? And marriage.
I don't even like the word relationship or marriage. I like the word partner mm-hmm. more okay. than anything.
Because that's exactly what it is. It's a partnership. Like, mm-hmm. and that's all these mortgage places are calling me. I applied for a loan for a house.
Yep. They gonna start calling.
And they are calling. I'm sorry, but... but yeah, I'm house hunting. Period. Me and my man. Like I was saying, if it's in the paperwork.
Shout out to my man.
Then I think everything should work out. And for a while I didn't think I wanted to get married. Like I always wanted to get married.
For the ceremony or to get be married.
Well,
period.
Just in general, because I don't when you think of I want to get married, you don't think of like everything that comes with it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That
is true. Just ceremony.
Yeah, that's what
I'm thinking. I'm thinking ceremony. I'm thinking long the relationship. Not even that. I'm thinking
being
like,
with somebody forever.
Being with somebody that I love yeah. forever. Yeah. That's what. That's the main thing. Yeah. I'm a lover. So and
us
a fighter.
Capricorns. Hello.
I'm a lover and a fighter, babe. So I fight for my love. But last time I said that, I got drugs. Two, I said that.
They gonna drag you.
They said
some
I was crazy.
Crazy
they always do.
For
I
fighting,
just look at the comments
for
like,
fighting
damn.
This girl. They said I was crazy for fighting this girl for cheating with my man.
So yeah, that is another question. Like, why do y'all be mad at the motherfucker that?
Well, I'm gonna answer this and then I'm gonna go back to what I'm saying. What I told them, I said I beat her ass. I beat his ass too, but I beat her ass because she knew we was together. So
right,
bitch, you tried me.
Yes.
So you try me, so not finna beat your ass.
Now,
I'm gonna
if
beat
you
your
didn't
ass,
know, then cool. But
yeah, bitch, you knew what you was. It's, that's basically like doing something you knew you ain't had no business doing.
Right,
so
badass kid.
Just like, yeah, like when
you're
kids,
intentionally disrespecting me.
Yeah,
but even
you're doing it.
But even so, even if
he
that
told
person,
you we not together, we're
even,
together.
Even if that person knows that them. Your person being unfaithful is not they
that's
business.
Why they
what
both get beat up.
They do not
both
want loyalty.
Right, that's why they both
get beat up. I'm looking at it from my perspective.
No, listen,
right?
I'm not asking for loyalty. I'm beating your ass because you tried me. Just think about it. When somebody try you like that car, do you remember I was behind you and that car kept trying to get in? They trying your ass, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I said, and what I said when I was on the phone with you.
What? Which part?
No, I was. Hold on, let me call
you.
You
lucky, that somebody was in the car with you. You had to get out the phone with me because somebody was in the car with you. But what I'm saying is that car tried you.
It did.
Exactly. Now I got to let you know don't try me, right?
Exactly.
And you showed them not to try you.
Exactly.
That's why that bitch got her ass beat.
Hello.
I see what Kodak's saying, though. The woman technically don't owe us loyalty at all. They don't owe us the loyalty. It's your man that's supposed to owe loyalty, but that still don't exempt you from getting your ass beat.
Yeah, no.
Because you still
I just
know.
Think that's crazy that
I'm not
you
beating
your
ass, but it just, it really
I'm
is.
I'm not beating your ass because you wasn't loyal to me. I'm beating your ass because
you
know me.
You knew you played in my face. It's over with.
Like, you
noticed
like,
my nigga.
Yeah.
Now, will I seek out that fight? No.
If I see
what's
you?
Seeking out?
Like, mean, if like, I'm about to, like, I need to stalk her Instagram. I'm about to see where she at. Like, I'll never go to those.
I'll catch you, will not catch you.
I ain't going to seek you out. The smoke.
What? I'm going to see you outside.
But if I see you, it might not be a happy
Well, back in the day, I pulled up on you as soon as I found out. Like, because that's just how
if a nigga fuck my bitch, that's
I put up on my nigga, but the bitch, I'm going to see you outside regardless.
I pulled up on
her. If a nigga fuck my bitch, that's not his.
I know the story.
Me and her relationship is not his business. Me and her relationship is not his business. So, shit, that's what he's supposed to do. That you supposed to try. She not supposed to even entertain that shit.
Yeah.
Well, fuck that. I'm being both y'all ass.
He not supposed to be faithful to me. She is. I'm in a relationship with her.
No, it's different for a man because
it's the same.
No, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why it's different. Because that, I think I spit. Because that woman has to make that decision, that ultimate decision about having sex. That woman makes that decision, not that man. A woman can entice a man.
But it's up to her to give it up if she
to open your legs.
It's true. Yeah, it's, you know what I'm saying? And like, and a man can entice a woman, but at the end of the day, he has to get that permission from that woman.
Yeah.
Because let's just be honest, men are easy. So it's not a lot of times.
Y'all be spreading y'all legs to anybody.
Yeah, it's not
a lot of cookies.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a lot of as moments man, to where we got to be like, please let me get the dick.
Right,
please let me get it. You just asked one time, hey, I want to have sex with you. We're right here, right now.
Yeah. Right.
Where
let's
we going?
Y'all going to the bathroom?
Where we going?
Y'all you know thirsty. Mm-hmm.
So it's
disgusting.
Like, it's different. So that man, he can't really be mad at his at that man because your girl was the one that gave him the permission.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm mad at that bitch because you
if
tried
she did it
because you
rape.
Know, like, you know, you got a vagina. Why would my man, like, come on, girl.
So you excusing your man?
Why would
you excusing your man?
Why would you do that?
Why
would you entice him with your fat ass and you know
you
he loves him a fat ass?
You your man for because your man like fat asses. Dad, why would you show my man your
like
fat
this,
ass?
Like, say, you in a relationship.
Why would you do that?
Because you in a relationship, you really love your woman. You really love her,
I
right?
I do.
You do, right?
Oh, now?
No, we're not. We're talking about this relationship.
Boy, shut the fuck up.
We're talking about this scenario.
Yes. I love her.
We're talking about this scenario.
Okay, we come back to us. I love
we're
her.
Back to the scenario.
Shout out Connecticut Barbie.
So, anyways, look her up on Instagram.
Okay, shout out.
So, everybody shut the hell up because this is funny as fuck. So, say you talking to your girl, your Barbie, whatever. Y'all in love and shit. And some beautiful, big booty ass hoe. Get in your DMs, bust her booty hole open, and sit
the brown
down.
Booty hole.
Hello. Yeah, the brown booty hole wide open in your DMs.
Uh-huh.
That's what she on. Knowing that you keep posting that you're in a happy relationship, you don't think your girl gonna think that that bitch don't need to get her ass beat?
She's being disrespectful.
When I say trying you, she's being disrespectful. That's so disrespectful. Like, you know that I have a man. Mm-hmm. You know that we're in a happy relationship. But here you are enticing my man.
Busting it open.
You busting it wide open.
Do the
knowing hole. Good well, all he gonna do is keep looking
but
at that video.
A man gotta set the tone of what's gonna be allowed in his relationship.
Ain't nobody gonna do that
because they're gonna be like, you know what, Kodak Knight ain't that type of nigga.
You crazy as fuck because you can sit
and you just
and
sat here
that.
And told us you love big booty juicy
Kodak
women.
Kodak, listen.
I'm not saying I'm not that type of nigga.
There are so many like you
gonna fold for sure.
You're folding.
I might right
you're
now.
Folding for
right
sure.
Now, yes, I might.
There are some because that's not your wife.
It's not.
Just think about these men who have wives. Let's like the LeBron James and the Russell Wilson and people who have happily married families. Do you think them women give a fuck about them?
And listen,
women?
I'm gonna be
completely. Or about like, oh, they're not. Those are men that's not gonna be on that. So let me not.
I'm gonna say this because I had a conversation with somebody earlier this week. Them people might have got tried, but if they are doing it, they're not doing it with people that don't have shit to lose too.
They're signing NDAs.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm saying they probably are getting tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they are.
And I'm saying that to say that it don't matter what it
whether
looks like you got going on. A woman is still going to try to entice you because she wants something. Rather, it's that good man, that
or
good
that
dick,
money.
Or that good money. Regardless, she going to want something.
Most
she,
of the time is
so
that good money.
Exactly. So therefore, now I got to beat your ass because
you're
trying me.
Well, also, as
you
a woman,
my good money.
You got to know, you got to be in a space where you comfortable enough to, where you know, your nigga ain't even worried about no shit like that.
But to be honest, I think I would much rather want to like touch you if you keep trying him and he's denied you.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you
gotta get touched.
Oh, well, but now that's harassment.
Like, right, but if I feel like you entice this man and he bit and y'all doing y'all thing, then I probably might not even go to where I want to beat
that.
You up. I might not want to do that. And I only say this because I went through the same situation before where I knew who my ex cheated with. Saw her Instagram page and everything. I said, you know what? Not finna DM her, not finna do none of that. Because at the end of the day, you try to come at him and he ate it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's reminds me of my little situation.
Loyalty. So I'm not finna beat you up, even though I can beat you up and drag you and put you 6 feet under. I can if I want to.
I did that
but
already.
I'm not going to. Because you don't owe me no loyalty. But if you trying and he keep denying you or not responding and you keep trying, girl. What's up?
So I'm honestly like that was in my 20.
Yo, college.
Girl, look, I did the same thing in my college days too. Look.
Those are in my early 20s. Yeah, but let me find out my man cheating on me now. Guess what I'm gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
What you gonna do, cousin?
Nothing. Because we got this baby on the way. You can't do nothing, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he traps.
You gonna get your lick back? Mm-mm. That's your lick back right there, huh?
Nah, silence is a silence and glowing up is the ultimate get back.
What do you have to say about that, cousin?
I ain't saying nothing, cousin. Do your shit.
You said silence and what?
Silence and glowing up is the ultimate get back. Not getting underneath new men or nothing like that. Like I feel like you grow up.
That used to be it.
You start
women do
care
women
of
do be thinking fucking
be
another nigga is a get back though.
No, no, I don't be trying to. I don't. Because I used to be a get back mother. Woo, but my get back don't be because my get back don't got nothing to do with him. I'm gonna be completely honest. It don't have anything to do with I'm finna make you feel this. Nah, because I'll do it and you would never know. It'll be me because I've been wanting to fuck this nigga. I just didn't do it because I'm with you. But since you out here doing it, then I'm finna just go ahead and go fuck this nigga that I've been wanting to fuck.
And you're not gonna know about it.
And you ain't gonna know about it. So it ain't really a lick back. I know it's a lick back when I talk about it because I know what I did.
Mm-hmm. Have you done that?
What? Absolutely not.
I'm pretty sure
not.
A lot of women did that before.
Absolutely not.
Something in your eye?
I would have never done something like that before. I love my man.
Oh,
I love this energy.
I know it looks so good.
It's real. It's real. Like, ain't nobody gonna see it. Be like, oh no, I never did that. Yeah, I did it before.
Yeah, I did some crazy stuff in my day. Ain't gonna lie.
I did too.
Hey, I got some stuff I
can't admit to because I might go to jail.
Hello,
Danny. you was talking about your whole phase on a cocktail.
Delete
right?
it. Every year that it started back up. Delete.
I got a question. Do y'all need to have casual conversations with somebody if y'all was just fucking? Like, do y'all want to know how their day was and shit? Like,
somebody that I'm fucking, yeah, because
yeah,
I think so too.
If I'm fucking you, our energy got to be right.
Yeah, because it's not gonna.
Especially
I need
if we
it to
fucking
be some
raw.
Type of passion there, because that's what's gonna make the sex good.
Well, hell
like,
no,
I don't want
don't
to just
ask.
Be.
Hey, your day went.
It's different. It's gotta be.
Cause. Yeah, because you could just find a woman and fuck her and take her on her merry little way. You know, they like to say women be having feelings, whatever. It don't be like we be having feelings, but what, like that shit is weird having a nigga entering you that you have
no connection.
For at all.
I can't do it.
You just,
I gotta be able to vibe with you too. Like, okay, you just beat my back. You just beat my walls in. Like, let's go watch a movie. Like, I still wanna be able to vibe with you, but we know what
feelings
it is.
Feelings ain't gotta be like
we know what it is
no,
already.
I'm not going to the movies. Don't text me, ask me
no,
how my
No, we not
day
saying
was.
That now. Okay,
shut
okay
up.
Really?
Hold on. Think of a nigga that you was just fucking and just, that was it. He just pull up. Okay.
What is wrong?
Let me see what you trying to say.
I got in my entire life, like actual fuck buddies. I want to say I had three.
Okay.
One no of feelings. Them is my nigga now. But that's how we started off. We started off as fuck buddies. And we hung out. Like,
oh yeah, I had a person
we was
like
vibing,
that.
Like,
yeah, no jealousy.
The
like you can
I
have,
had,
you can do
too.
What you want to do.
I
but
had a boyfriend.
Yeah,
he had a girlfriend.
Oh, we talked about the dates that we went on with other people. Like,
yeah,
what you?
Yeah.
Or what are you wearing? Let's see your outfit.
I just got done fucking him. He left. This is just me being transparent.
Right.
Because we were just fuck buddies. I went to his house. We fucked. We laughed, kick it, drank, smoked. He went to work. I took a shower and a nigga picked me up for a date and at his house. But we were just fuck buddies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But like,
it was none of the other
nothing.
Niggas' business
knew,
anyway.
Yeah, he knew.
Like,
I was
this ain't nobody you need to know.
Up. Like, that's just how it is. That's just all we were.
Yeah.
At least y'all had that established. Like, some people don't establish that and then that's when they catch
now
feelings.
Now they feelings hurt.
Now, oh my God, you didn't tell me this, but you knew we was just fucking.
You knew that.
So why are you mad? That's why you got to say
hold on,
that
but you know
tone.
What another issue is,
they don't
though?
Be knowing that because they don't be telling them.
Yeah, niggas don't.
Kodak, one of them.
What you mean?
That girl that you didn't let it be known what y'all was, and she was like salty.
Dang, you brought somebody.
Wow, Coda, you a fuck boy?
I'm trying to remember.
Remember, it was a girl you was dealing with.
You trying to remember how many?
And
which one she talking
you
about?
You didn't tell her that
it was Crystal.
She was just a fuck.
Mm. What's going
remember?
On?
And she was
my shop.
I know she went crazy.
Oh, the one who the voice note.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A voice note.
I love those. Voice note. Yeah. Nah.
She sent him a long
time. Nah, that was a situation where somebody. That was a different situation, but I know what you're talking about. I didn't know I have that, but I didn't know you. I don't think you knew about it. But this girl. Oh goodness. We had just did this one thing and it was cool. But then, like,
what do you say?
She wanted to do, like, be more committed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
you're just not ready for it.
No, it wasn't.
But
never,
did you vet her, Kodak?
It wasn't. I didn't see it happening
but
at all.
But did you vet her, Kodak?
Yeah.
Did you ask the questions that you needed to ask?
Nope.
What
we just
mean?
Talked about this.
Important life.
Because y'all not asking the right questions.
Let's hear more.
But I was cool.
He wasn't trying to ask the right questions.
I wasn't. I didn't need to ask the questions. You think a motherfucker going to say something I'm saying?
You confused. You get confused when she want more from you, though. But you didn't say what it was from the jump.
I thought that's cool for both of us.
No, it's not what you thought. You know what somebody told me? What a man told me? He told me that women be delusional. But you said something like this too, because if I only call you at 3 a.m.
You spin.
Or if I only talk to you when I'm at work or I'm walking the dog.
Come on.
Or I'm in the car. Why the fuck I gotta tell you that you just what you are? Like, why you just can't know that?
I hear that.
I swear to God, I hear you. But sometimes, like they said, women sometimes don't know.
They don't.
We don't know.
You
let me know.
And then also,
before
these
I
are the
treat
same
you a
men,
certain way.
This is the same men mm-hmm. that's checking you about what you're doing.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, okay, we're well, not in a relationship. Thinking, you knew what it was, but you don't even have that same energy when it comes to me, though. So it's like you kind of have to actually say what it is.
Yeah.
Like, no, if we friends, if we just smashing, then that's just what it is.
Yeah,
don't
I
check
need
me
you,
about
I,
nothing.
I want
shit.
You to
but
tell
I'm
me
not going
to
ask
I need
no questions.
Yeah, keep
if I
don't.
That happened plenty
keep
of times.
Keep it a buck with me.
For sure.
You done told me
tell
what it
me
was.
You
are you mad?
Going on. Because
on me, because I'm treating you exactly how you want to be treated.
I'm going to smell it on you. I'm going to smell it on you. And you will lose a lot of hoes that way, a lot of real hoes, because.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like.
Oh,
nigga,
yeah.
Why you being sneaky? Like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm fucking with you, I'm trying to fuck with somebody that I could be open and honest with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm fucking around. Because if I'm out here cheating on my man mm-hmm. with you, nigga, I need to know I need to know exactly what's going on with you.
Yeah.
Because at any given moment, this is going to get back to my nigga. Not saying this is what's going on, but these are just...
It's just an example.
These are just examples. This is just what goes on. Like, we need to know these things. Or if anything, or if you are a nigga that I'm dealing with and we're just fucking, I still want to know, like, what the fuck you got going on.
Yep.
First of all, I got to
protect
myself.
Yourself, yeah.
Just in case, whatever
especially
the fuck you
fucking.
Doing. Yep. Yeah, number one. Number two.
Ooh, y'all hitting
just be
on it.
Especially
I just
we
had
fucking.
This conversation this morning. Swear to God, like, I don't think that, you know, people think that you're not supposed to know what you got going on with other people, but in reality, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Because if we having sex, I need to know if you're having sex with other people. That's just out of respect. Because you're not going to want to be like, eating me out and doing all this other stuff, and then somebody tomorrow is doing the same thing. You kind of want to know that. And it's not even just because you want to be in somebody's business, but like for health purposes,
mm-hmm.
I need to know if you out here in these streets, because I might not want to get with you.
Yeah. And then, and sometimes men,
dating or not,
they're disgusting.
Sometimes,
that's what I had to say.
Sometimes men feel like they don't want to tell the woman what be going on, or like I was talking to this guy. And I liked him a lot.
You remember him?
Mm-hmm. I had liked
fucking,
him.
Yeah.
And,
shut up.
and he didn't keep it a buck with me. Like,
I hate that.
We were vibing like really hard. Like,
bad.
I allowed us to vibe hard. Like, because it was just so organic. I just let it happen.
In front of
but
us.
But he wasn't keeping it 100. He wasn't keeping it 100 with me. Like, he told me about his situation, but he didn't tell me how bad the situation or how deep the situation was.
Yeah.
So end up finding out on some just like a smack in the face type thing. Like he was still kind of dealing with his girlfriend, mm-hmm. or his girlfriend was in the picture some way, somehow. Even she if was it was still just there, a little bit, she was there
in the background.
But it's still, that's too much,
yeah.
for me. Like, and I feel like when things like that are happening and men are going through things like that, don't be selfish and not tell the girl you're dealing with because you're scared you're gonna lose this girl. Like, you're being fucking selfish.
Yeah,
you might still have me on your side, but like, okay, cool. Like, you got this going on. I know about it. It's not gonna just be like out the blue type shit. Like, oh my God, you didn't tell me. I knew about it.
Yeah.
It's my choice to stay or leave.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And if I decide to leave, I got that right. Don't be selfish because you wanna keep me here and don't tell me the truth.
I absolutely agree. Cause some men and some people in general wanna have their cake and eat it too. So they will know that, if I tell the truth, you know, she might leave. So they'll rob you of that opportunity to make that choice for yourself by just making you think it's something that it's not.
Mm-hmm. And probably like 75% of the time, she probably not going to go nowhere. She probably will listen to you and be like, okay. Like,
you told me the truth.
I get it.
I respect you more for telling me.
I'm saying now because you kept it real with me.
Yeah, like I can see what's going on. Maybe I can deal with it because you let me know and I fuck with that.
You keep me in the dark.
Yeah, but I know that now I can do my, I can just go, talk to someone else as well, you know.
You think somebody loves you more if they like just keep honest with you and tell you the truth?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that.
Repeat that.
Like if somebody tells you the honest truth instead of trying to placate you with a lie, like
does that mean they
care about you?
Yeah, like do they care about you? Like, what do you do? They care about you more?
I just think that they just that's just
I think
they're
just being a real person, a genuine person,
an honest person.
Yeah, you don't love me more. You just care about how I feel.
So what about this person trying to like give you little lies to keep like a big truth away from you? Like the truth is probably ugly as a motherfucker, but
you a fraud.
Hello.
Well, you
let me know.
That's different. Yeah. Now we're talking about someone who's lying. Yeah. You said someone
I'm flipping the scenario.
Okay, so flip it again and say it.
I'm saying if they know they fucked up.
Mm-hmm. If a person is lying to you.
Yeah, they fucked up and they lying to you, giving you little lies to keep you happy.
Does that mean they love
you? Yeah, do they love you more?
Do they love you more? Neither one of them love you more.
No.
They just...
One of them scared, one of them ain't.
Yeah. Basically. Like,
that's just what it is. One of them a coward and the other one ain't.
Well, there I mean, go. Somebody may be scared to lose you.
That's fine. That's fine. But that's still
you
being
put yourself
a coward.
In that predicament, though.
Yeah. Like,
you didn't have to do that to... Like,
you regardless you of what the outcome is... You cannot change who you are as a person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, and this is like a lot of things that men try to say is like, if I tell the truth, women can't handle it or they get in their feelings.
You don't know
I'm
what
like,
we
okay,
can handle.
No, so you can't handle. Hello. So that means you a fraud now? So it makes you, so you're going to be a liar because you're scared of the outcome? No, regardless of what the outcome is going to be, you have to stay a real person at the end of the day.
You
be
true a coward. To yourself. That's just what it
exactly.
is. Don't blame that old.
At the end of the day, you can go home, you can go in your bed, you can go to sleep comfortably knowing that you kept that shit 100%.
Yeah.
You ain't lying to nobody, you ain't fabricating nothing, and it is what it is. You take it that way, that's on you, because I already told you what it was.
Right.
And you get to sleep comfortably. But the people keeping up the lies to try to keep stuff going, it's like, no. And I've been dealt with guys who kept it real. Like, listen, I don't really need a relationship, but I do enjoy your company, and I just want to kind of have fun.
Now I know how to act with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know how to deal with you.
Because you kept it 100% with me. I already know exactly. Mm-hmm. You told me exactly what you wanted. At the time, I was single and I didn't have nobody. I was smashed at the time. And I said, cool. We're going to have a good time. Anytime we go out, he take care of stuff. We have a great time. And I know exactly what it is. And I slept comfortably because I didn't feel like I was being lied to because he kept that shit 100%.
I ain't have to worry about
shit. Didn't have to worry about nothing. Me and him still cool to this day.
Yeah, but
not
for,
smashing
yeah.
or nothing, but we still cool
a
because
friend.
He kept
it's a true friend.
He's a friend now.
Right. Like, for you to, like, say, oh, the woman can't handle the truth, that's just some bullshit.
You can't handle the
truth. I'm not going to be honest. That's like... No, my parents asked me, oh, why did you
mean,
skip school?
What,
I didn't tell you the truth because you weren't going to be able to handle the truth.
I'll tell you what that means.
No, I'm scared.
No.
You'll beat my ass.
You're going to whoop my ass.
I don't think... Dudes say that because they know that the girl gonna leave. That's not if you leave doesn't mean you couldn't handle.
You don't
the truth.
Know what I'm gonna do.
But
give me that option. That's what it
if
goes
a girl,
back to.
If a girl leaves because a dude told the truth, she handled the truth. She just made a decision
exactly.
and went
but
with
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah,
and don't
be
dumb. And don't
give her that
I'm
option.
Stupid ass.
Yeah. But you know what else
now
I think about?
Now I'm about to show you I can leave.
Those are boundaries,
and then
babe.
I don't want to. I don't want to speak on this person's name because the person has passed on. But there's a situation y'all know about with a rapper and a situation he's dealing with a girl, and the girl still has some situations going on with the ex, and the ex, Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
This is a situation. I don't know what happened or what transpired with the conversation, but obviously those doors were not closed. Or else Buddy wouldn't have came to that house the way that he did.
Right.
On that top of time.
Exactly.
So I feel like
Y'all want us to be honest, you
lying and you not keeping it 100% can cost somebody their life.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
People are crazy out here.
Yes.
But I'm crazier.
Yeah.
Hello?
And
I've been
on a different note, you know what I was thinking about? Like, sometimes you gotta, as men, we gotta realize I don't want to be, I'm not the same person to every girl that I have interactions with. You feel me?
Different girls bring out different.
Yeah, like different girls bring different things out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they serve different roles in your life. And I'm thinking about it like on a grander scale. Russell Wilson is Russell Wilson to Sierra, but who knows? That nigga could have been a future to another chick in his life.
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't
the Sierra. You not right. that girl.
You wasn't that girl in my life. Exactly. You wasn't that person. Like
right.
It's some dudes.
Everybody serves a purpose in everybody's life.
It's some dudes that y'all know that
season over with, it's over with.
Gentlemen to y'all,
mm-hmm.
but they may be a fucking demon in somebody else's
that
eyes.
That is true, but that's.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy. Like it's some girls in my life that was the freak of the week.
Freak me.
This is somebody else, Sierra. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of niggas hate me.
They hate or love me too. They hate a bitch that knows the game
and tell the truth and handle it.
What?
Who they hate?
Me?
No, I mean like yeah. What you
say? Say it. What
I say it.
They love, I mean, men hate women who.
Oh, yeah. Men hate women who can handle the truth and can be a friend and be like your homie and don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Like.
They hate them.
They hate them. Because mm-hmm. now you don't give a fuck. Now you're not crying mm-hmm. to your friends, this, and that.
You know
and
the game.
Like, yeah, you know the game. She's not dumb.
She's not sad. I hate a nonchalant motherfucker. Yeah, like,
damn, you not sad. I can't get over on you.
Like, damn, you ain't crying to your mama or something. No, you know, bitch, I don't give a fuck. You
putting memes on your IG
story? No,
it is what it is.
I'm doing what I'm doing, and you ain't got to know about it.
You know what? Nigga, we'll check the IG story, too.
Yeah, and I'm going to post something just for you to see.
Every time they gonna see it, the first person.
Yo, fuck that nigga. Fuck.
Nigga gonna turn your notifications on. Be sick if it ain't
yep,
shit about
and I
you.
Read it at 1 a.m.
This bitch just put up a goddamn Winnie the Pooh.
I'm a whole Aquarius though. Like I'll never want to let a man feel like he win mm-hmm. ever. Yeah. Ever in life,
that's,
like that's,
see, that's
just,
why. There you go.
I'm not. That I'm saying that
you're
mean,
not gonna
I'm not,
have
I'm
one
not
up on me.
Posting no memes about you because then you're gonna know the memes are about you. It's not about you now, so I'm not gonna post the memes. Like I don't want you ever feeling like you got me like that. And it's not. No, I think that's just kind of in my nature, though. I don't know.
No, I'm. Me, I'm not.
Hold on.
You're not gonna get the best of me.
Well, shit, that's it. This episode of Big Homie
Time. That's it. We done.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking about an hour, hour and a half.
About an hour and a half.
Yeah.
About that real shit.
But yeah, give me Instagram so they can follow y'all and shit.
Call that high.
We
on camera now?
Hell yeah.
Okay, cool. Daniela the Creator. That's on Instagram. Also on YouTube.
On TikTok
is Daniela Creator because they couldn't let me do Daniela the Creator because they lame. But those are my things. I also have a website, www.daniela.com. DanielaTheCreator.com. So that's also it's still under construction with the website, but I do have it.
Same.
So you can email me from there. Or? I have somebody else working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My Instagram is _mixeddisaster. TikTok is damn.gina7.
Yeah.
Follow me. I'm an esthetician. Upcoming esthetician, you know, waxes, facials, come holla at me.
That's my cousin.
And this is my cousin, JoJo. But yeah, follow me, y'all.
Her mama and my mama's sisters. Stop playing with us.
When can you do a facial? Because I'm doing a whole self-care day tomorrow. Like, literally a wax, and I'm doing, like, body contouring and all that.
Ooh,
tomorrow.
What's
tomorrow?
Saturday?
Yeah.
We can talk offline.
Actually, it's a Vagisil, so it's extraction, steams, a mask, everything.
Ooh, I love those.
Oh, my God.
Do you get your booty hole bleached?
It is a bleach treatment. That she uses, yes.
Mm. Oh. I ain't never did that.
You do. It's not like literal bleach.
So your booty
but
hole
it's
not brown?
Like a bleach. it's like a bleaching like cream that she uses to kind of like lighten up dark areas.
Mm. Oh,
okay. So that's what it is. So, but when I get my wax though, it is full.
Right.
Vagina.
What do you get a booty hole like? Who are you bleaching your booty hole for?
Myself. What? And then if I have intercourse, then I mean it's nice to look at a nice you know.
What does a nice booty hole look like?
I don't know. I'm just glad.
I've seen them. I ain't never did it, but it sound cool.
I'm glad. Y'all still gonna hit anyways.
Hello.
But it's really,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. What you, really who you doing this for?
Wall. The bitch really could be herself. Ugly in the face.
Yeah, it really is myself.
Long she thick, he put a bag over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It ain't nothing.
But no, I, we can talk. Tell
so
me
your
what
booty
I
hole not burn.
Okay. Yeah, because I need to get one tomorrow. A dude that I've been having sex with for so long, so I ain't got to worry about nothing.
He gonna eat whatever come out of them drawers, huh?
About forever.
He gonna eat whatever come out of them drawers, huh?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's going to be whatever it is, yeah, but it's going to be clean.
Yeah.
Of course that, but he just saying whatever come out them doonies, he going to eat it.
For right sure. At the gym, they still going to eat it.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
Really? You be doing niggas like that?
I don't.
I had an ex that liked.
My nigga look at me crazy.
He liked it.
Get your ass in the shower.
That's a sick nigga. That is a sick. He need to be in jail.
If it's in the moment, then cool. But if I know, like, let me go take a shower, I'm going to go. But if it's in the moment, like, okay, we in the car, let's go.
No, when you really infatuated with your lady and everything that surrounds her, you like her whether she smell good after the gym or not.
So if a nigga,
I don't sweat like that anyway.
I ain't going to lie. Let's be
real. If a nigga don't eat it on your period, he don't love you?
I would never.
I would not let him do that.
Okay.
Well, let me explain this, though. Ew, I think.
No.
I hate periods.
I think a man eating a woman out after the, I just think vaginas
thirsty.
Are disgusting.
They are.
Like, they're just, and you,
I,
if you clean it,
this bitch be like, they are. I be there.
I'm a little gay, so I can't say
no,
that.
But I mean, I've been down when I'm like, you know, but like, I'm saying like, some down bitches, there before. Like,
it is.
And we done went down on the there. Huh? We done went down there before, but that's what I'm saying. Like that
shit on the internet be like,
no, I just can't, like, I'm gonna just be honest. Vaginas, I don't like how they just be getting all wet. And clammy, and like some people.
Why
do
you
be
think
stank?
She got you them roses?
Oh my God! No way.
Let me find out.
No, it's for her and her bun in the oven.
You know what they say?
No, but no, seriously though, like
it's queen
so
sisterhood.
Just, exactly. Uh-huh. So just knowing.
She trying to queen. She trying to queen sit on your face.
Oh my God.
Kodak always trying to flip some shit.
I don't see
you
that.
You ain't never just be normal.
I don't see that.
Hi.
You have a regular podcast episode?
No.
You just gotta do some extra weird creep shit. Fucking creep. You're a creep.
Ooh.
He's really thinking about creep. This right now. That's actually like.
Because he's a creep.
I see it through your glasses.
Through the glasses. Yeah. Just sit on the face. Like, just, never mind. Anyway, that's it for this episode.
What?
We've said enough.
Hope y'all like it.
Oh, yeah. Jen
follow
Mike
us, like we said.
Yeah, thank you. I kept looking too. Like, is my shit on for real?
Call this episode, is this mic on?
Nah, Jen
please, is this
mic
on?
I want that.
Because Kodak was hanging.
That's a saying, too.
Is
Kodak,
the mic
so,
on?